Praise the Lord. And that, as I shared, we have our missionaries here from Mexico. These are the ones that we've been partnering with, the church that we partnered with for the last couple years. And so I'm going to ask Pastor Jody if Pastor Jody would come. And she's going to just kind of bring greetings from Point of Grace Church and just share for a minute. And then we're going to ask a few of the ladies to come and share some testimonies. And that as God has done some incredible things in their lives, and they want to share it with you, and that to stir your faith and my faith, that we would not believe that God is this big, but we would believe God is huge. Amen. And that he is still the God of the impossible. Pastor Jody.
First, I'm going to translate what he said to them, if that's okay, and then I'll share a greeting.
Dice el hermano Felipe que ahorita voy a dar una introducción, una presentación, y luego algunas de las mujeres van a compartir un testimonio para que nuestra fe crece de así a así. ¿Está bien? Que Dios quiere obrar en nuestras vidas a través de ellas.
Okay, good morning. It's so good to be here in Owen Sound this morning, even though we woke up and found that it was freezing rain, something that we don't find in Mexico, and have to scrape off the windows of the car and all sorts of things that you guys are so used to that we've gotten a little bit lazy down in Mexico, and I haven't been used to that anymore for a long time. But it's a blessing to be here. I want to bring a greeting from my husband, Augustine. He's a little bit jealous that we're here and he's not. But he brings a greeting to you and he wants to tell you that you guys are in his heart. We are so blessed with the fact that you guys have been partnering with us to come down and help us with our Vacation Bible School the last couple of years. And I want to tell you that the ladies coming to Canada to share what God is doing in their hearts is part of the fruit of what you guys have been doing in Mexico. Because your testimonies in Mexico have been ones that have shared to them and has raised their faith from here to there. Sometimes it looks easier for the ones in Mexico to say, it's easy for them to come from Canada to Mexico because they're rich, because they have all the time in the world, because they don't have anything else that they need that is pressing to them. And they come down and they bless us and they talk to us about the Lord. And everyone in Canada must be a Christian because they're so lovely and they're so giving and they're so precious. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. That's what they think of you when you come to Mexico, because God works so graciously and so favorably in your life because you took just a moment of time and your finances and you gave up so many things and you had faith to say, even though I might not have it all, this what I have, I'm going to invest in the kingdom of God and in what's going on in Mexico. Because you did that, and because as a church you did that and you sent out a group of people that came back blessed, I hope.
Amen. Amen.
These ladies were able to say, our pesos might not go as far as dollars, but we're going to believe in God. We're going to step up and say, okay, God, if you can use them here, you can use us there. And you know, I was speaking with them a little bit yesterday in Mexico. The culture is a little bit different than here. In Canada, we usually have a program for a long time. And I don't know about you guys, sometimes you're thinking maybe even about next summer or next Christmas or next year. And in Mexico, we do things a little bit on the...
Relaxed.
Good word. Yeah, we do things a little bit on the spur of the moment. And so it's exciting because even some of the ladies believe that maybe we weren't even going to be coming. I think Pastor Phil maybe thought the same thing sometimes. You know, and we had so many things going on, and there was work that we had to ask for permission from. We had husbands that we had to leave behind, and children and families and all of those things, life that we all have here and there. And even some were sick a few weeks before we came, and just there were so many things that were against us and finances and all sorts of things. But you know, God opened the door, and out of probably 20 women that wanted to come and were looking at coming, God brought us. There's 10 of us. And it is such a blessing. And so we've just been believing in God, just like the testimony you heard early on with Doris. We've been seeing different things here and there along the way. Because as you step out and are willing just to say, God, here I am, then God says, okay, then I will do. Because you can't give more than God can give. as you give, that releases God to be able to open up his hands as well and say, okay, you can believe in me? Well, let's do it then. Let's go. Let's partner together in what I want to do. Is that amazing? Even in the prophets in the Old Testament, God asked Jeremiah, for example, what is it that you see? What is it that you see? And if you can see what God's seeing, then you can partner together with him in what he's doing. And it might just be a little glimpse, of what he's doing because we can't see it all. But in that little glimpse, if we're willing to just go and do, you're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed. So another one of the things, just really quickly, that I want to share with you is that in Punto de Gracia, Point of Grace in Mexico, we have been praying for a piece of land to be able to build our church because we've been renting. And 2 years ago, our ministry, and me specifically, I went to Simcoe County by Orillia and Barrie area there, and I asked them, I said, do you have an ambulance that you would donate to Mexico? Our ministry would like to begin an ambulance service to be able to bring people back and forth to the hospitals and have paramedics there that would be, you know, attending to the ambulance. And it was a project that was heavy in my husband's heart. And so I said, okay, if you believe that, I'm going to go and I'm going to ask them, what do you think that Simcoe County said? They had no idea who I was. I was on the phone. They didn't know where I was calling from. They didn't know anything about me. And the man on the phone said, yeah, I think I have an ambulance. Give me a few weeks. I'll give you a call back and we'll work it all out. Okay. So a couple of weeks later, I called him back and I said, hey, how are things going? I'm on my way back to Mexico. This was 2 years ago. I'm on my way back to Mexico very shortly, just wondering if there's anything that I need to do or talk to you about, if you need to meet with me. Oh, no, we don't need to meet. Just let me know, you know, send me a little note about what you guys do and where it's going and all of that kind of thing, and that would be fine. I got a message back, an email about a few months later, and he said, so in September, I want you to come because we're going to have a ceremony where we're going to officially donate the ambulance to you. By the way, can we put decals on it? We've already fixed all of the maintenance on it. It's already all done, safety, certification, everything's all ready for you to take it to Mexico. It's yours. So, and yes, God is good. Now, part of this is a little piece of a seed that Pastor Phil sowed 14 years ago, when he came down to Mexico and with a youth team, they got money together and were able to purchase an ambulance to bring down to Mexico. And so in my heart, I said, okay, God, what are you going to do with this ambulance? We don't have finances to be able to work the ambulance to be able to bring it across the border, but if you're giving us an ambulance, then we're going to be able to do it all because you have it all figured out. So my son and I got in an ambulance and we drove it to Mexico. Of course, I put the lights on and the siren a couple times, but you can't not do that if you're in an ambulance, right? So we got in this ambulance that was given to us by the government of Canada for ministry because I told them it was going to be for ministry. Of course, our idea was to pray for all of the ones that were going to be transported back and forth to different places and we're going to be sharing the love of God. Wouldn't that be awesome? And so that was our heart. And so we brought it down to Mexico and then it stayed at the border and we couldn't bring it into Mexico. We didn't have any money to be able to bring it across, and God just wasn't releasing the opportunity to bring it. I think, okay, God, so what's going on? The ambulance is going to just rot there. It's not good. It's just sitting out in the open and is not doing anything. What's going to happen now? So, 2 years later, unfortunately, it had to wait that long. Augustine said to me, he said, why don't we donate the ambulance? Let's donate it to the community. And I said, I think that's a good idea. Let's do it. So we talked to the mayor, and he said he was, of course, excited about it. And then we talked to the Canadian consul, from the Consulate of Canada, and he came and officially presented the ambulance to the community, which opened a huge door for the community because he is a trades commissioner. And so the business people of our community were able to get into contact with him to possibly open up opportunities in Canada for them. Now, you might look at that and say, well, that's on the natural side. Yes. But that opens a huge door for God to come in. And because they were saying, what happened? Well, God This was our testimony. God brought an ambulance to you so that the consulate could come to you so that you would be prospered. God wants to bless you. Isn't that an amazing seed? But not only that, the day before we left from Mexico to Canada, the mayor called up Augustine and he said, I'm at the prison, but when I'm finished with the prison, I want you to meet me at a certain place and I want to speak with you for a few minutes. And he said, okay, that's fine. So when he was finished, he called us up and he said, I want you to meet me in 5 minutes. We're going to be at a certain place and we're going to have people with us or whatever. When we got there, he said, this piece of land is yours. This piece of land is yours. So our ambulance was turned into a piece of land. And so we are so blessed at what God does, because that piece of land is not just for a church building. That piece of land is for a help center where there will be medical center, where there'll be, where our dream is to open up a soup kitchen for children and to be able to have all sorts of different opportunities to help out in the community. Isn't God good? You know, we see things in a little bit, but God has something greater than what we could ever see. And so I want to share these things with you because God has put favor and grace over your life. Favor and grace that maybe you haven't seen before. And look, I am a timid person. I'm shy. It might not look like it when I'm at the front of a church. But when my husband said to me, go and ask them if they have an ambulance, I said, surely the government of Canada is going to give me an ambulance. When God puts something in your heart, there is nothing stopping him. And there's nothing impossible for those who believe. So if they would have said no, good, that's okay, it wasn't from here. But if they said yes, what were they opening up, not just to us, not just to a ministry, not to God, but now for the whole community? Because when we're careful to let God have the glory, when we're careful to let God have the glory and share the blessings with the community of Christ, God opens doors, not just for one, but for his kingdom to move in many areas. So all of these things I wanted to share with you because you are a part. You are a part through your prayers, through sending teams, through your love, and now from having us here. We have been so blessed during this time. So I would like to ask a couple of the ladies to come and to share a little bit. And, okay. I'd like you to receive Jesse, who's going to come and share a few minutes. Okay. Do we have another phone? No. She said, I'm not going to cry. Of course not. No.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Mi nombre es Yesenia.
My name is Yesenia.
Vengo desde Cadereyta.
I'm from Cadereyta, Mexico.
Mi familia se componía de dos niñas, mi esposo y yo.
Was my husband and myself and two girls.
Éramos felices.
We were happy.
Hasta que llegó una enfermedad a la niña más pequeña.
Until my youngest daughter had a sickness.
Ella es valiente.
She was very strong.
Afrontó su enfermedad.
She faced her sickness.
Empezamos con doctores. Ella era una niña sana, sanita.
And when we went to the doctors, she was healthy.
De repente una temperatura.
And all of a sudden, she started to have temperatures.
La llevamos al hospital.
So we took her to the hospital.
Nos dicen que tiene un cáncer super fuerte en etapa 4.
And they told us that she was in a stage 4 cancer.
De ahí decidimos mi esposo y yo luchar contra todo.
And so my husband and I decided that we would fight with all that we had.
Empezamos quimioterapias.
And so we started with chemotherapies.
Inyecciones, todo.
Injections and so many more things.
Él dejó su trabajo para dedicarse a ella, a nosotros, entre los tres.
He left his work so that he could dedicate all of his time to all the three of us.
Dejamos a la niña más grande encargada, ya sea con la abuela, con la tía, para nosotros irnos a los hospitales a buscar.
And we left our oldest daughter with aunts or uncles or grandparents so that we could focus both of us on our youngest daughter.
Llegamos al hospital, nos fuimos a los hospitales, ella agarrada de Dios, ella nos enseñaba más a nosotros sobre Dios.
And when we would go to the hospital, she would teach us about God instead of us encouraging her with God.
Ella pedía oración.
She would ask for prayer.
Varios de aquí, cuando fueron los de Canadá, fueron a mi casa, hicieron oración para ella.
They came to, from Canada, they came to my house to be praying for her.
Ella cantaba mucho sus alabanzas.
She sang praises to the Lord.
Predicaba mucho, nos enseñaba.
She would preach and she would teach about the Lord.
Yo sé que Dios está con ella.
And I know that God is with her.
A pesar de que ella no está con nosotros.
Even though she is now no longer with us.
Él permitió que pasó su enfermedad, no tuviera ni un dolor. 8 quimioterapias.
Throughout her whole sickness, she had no pain and she wasn't sick.
Nunca sufrió una temperatura, una diarrea, nunca tuvo un dolor.
She didn't have fevers or diarrhea or pain, even though she went through 8 chemotherapies.
Mi esposo dejó su trabajo para dedicarse a nosotros.
My
no
husband,
había sustentación económica, no había dinero.
My husband left his work to be able to be with us, so there was no money coming in.
Dios puso gente muy buena sobre nuestro camino que nos apoyó con todo su corazón.
And God put many people along our way that would help us with all of their heart.
Llegamos a una cirugía. Ya nos dijo el doctor que no había nada que hacer. Llegamos a una cirugía.
The doctor said that they couldn't do anything more and we had to have surgery.
Nos trasladamos hacia otra ciudad.
So we had to go to another city for that.
Cuando íbamos en el avión.
And when we were on the plane on the way there.
Volteé a mi niña y me dice, estamos cerquita, estoy ya bien cerquita de Dios.
She turned to me and she said, "Mom, I'm so very close to God."
Se realiza la cirugía.
And so when they had surgery.
Y Dios decide llevársela con ella.
And God decided that it was time for her to come home with him.
Eso hace 4 meses.
That was 4 months ago.
Cuando me dijeron de venir para acá, yo dije, pues yo no sé, yo todavía traigo mi luto, pues son 4 meses.
And when they said, would you like to come to Canada with us? I said, I don't know, I'm still in mourning. It's only been 4 months.
Volteé a mi esposo y me dice, de corazón te digo, ve.
And my husband said to me, I want to tell you with all of my heart, you need to go.
A los primeros días me sentía bien aquí.
And the first few days I felt well while I've been here.
Hace 3 días que nos reunimos en una casa de las mujeres.
And just a few days ago when we were at a lady's house.
Dije, mi mente pensó, yo no tengo nada que hacer aquí. Yo no sé a qué vine porque yo no tengo nada que, yo no tengo ni un testimonio para dar.
In my mind and in my heart, there was this words that came to me and said, what are you doing here? You don't have a testimony to give. There's no reason for you to be here at all.
Eso pensé. Cuando ayer que me hicieron oración aquí, yo vi a mi niña agarrada de Jesús.
That's what I felt. But yesterday, as we were praying here together, I saw my daughter with Jesus.
Eso me hizo pensar, levántate y ve y síguele, porque ella nos dejó una misión muy grande.
And that's what made me think I need to be raised up and strong because she would like for us to be strong.
Que es ayudar a mucha gente y sobre todo a muchos niños. Tenemos que ayudar a muchos niños porque ella nos lo sembró aquí y sobre todo Jesús.
And she gave us a challenge and she left a challenge behind. She said that we needed to help many other children and for Jesus.
Estoy agradecida con Dios porque a pesar de una enfermedad tan grande, nunca sufrió ni un dolor y no la vi sufrir.
And so my testimony is this. I am thankful for Jesus because even though she went through so much, I didn't see her suffer or in pain.
Yo sé que él tiene un propósito con ella ya y me va a hacer fuerte para yo hacer lo que yo tengo que hacer aquí, agarrada de la mano de él.
I know that God has a purpose for her there and I am going to be strong here until I'm finished with the purpose that he has for me while I'm here.
Yo le decía que yo no podía hablar porque yo siento que no podía.
I told Jody that I wasn't able to share this morning because I felt like I wasn't going to be able.
Y ahorita una frase me dijo, tú puedes, eres valiente.
And there was a phrase that she said, you can be strong.
Y aquí estoy.
And here I am. God is greater. God is greater. And when we can share the smallest of things, something that Jesse shared with us, last night, she said her daughter had been saving up in a little piggy bank. She was 7 years old. She was saving up in a little piggy bank, and she said to her daughter, she said, "So what are you going to save for? What are you going to buy?" And she said, "Just a little piece for me and a little piece to share with somebody else." And God was speaking to us this morning, and that's what God said to her. There was a little piece of me for you, and there's a big piece of me for the other people that need to hear my story. So our reason for coming simply is just to say, God in us is a hope for glory, is a hope for glory. God in you is a hope for glory. There doesn't matter if it was God strengthened me in just this little way. That little way is something that somebody else needs to hear today or tomorrow or in your family. God's grace and favor is over your life. Jesse's testimony is not a testimony of sadness. God has a purpose in each one of our lives, and he will take us on the day that is the purpose for us. But while we are here, while there is life, there's hope and there's glory in the Lord, and there is peace for your heart. If you have been going through a hard time, you can do it. You are valiant. You are courageous. God will lift you up from in the middle of what's going on in your heart and your life. Thank you. Another one. Okay. Okay, we have some more time. So, see? Me?
Thank you.
I don't know where to start, she says.
Primeramente quiero dar gracias.
First of all, I'd like to give thanks.
Pedir perdón.
And to ask forgiveness.
Y dar gracias a Dios.
And to thank God.
Por haberme permitido.
Because he has allowed me.
Hacer este viaje.
To come on this trip.
Y yo ya había venido.
I had come here before.
Tengo dos años apenas caminando con el Señor.
I've only been walking with the Lord now for 2 years.
Pero todavía no me había comprometido como debía.
But I hadn't really committed myself the way that I should have.
Quería arreglar todo con mis fuerzas.
And I wanted to fix everything with my own strength.
Peleaba seguido con mis hijos porque quería enderezarlos a mi modo.
And I always was fighting with my children because I want to fix them on my own way.
Pero hace poco me afanaba mucho.
And I was worried always.
En el trabajo, el de la casa.
About work, about home.
Y hace poco.
And just a little bit ago.
Dios nuestro Señor me puso un stop.
And God made me stop.
Y me puso que a ver ahora sí que quieta en mi cama.
And I had to be on a bed
para poder reflexionar, pensar
because of health, and I was reflecting and meditating in my heart
de todo lo que estaba haciendo mal.
About all of the different things that weren't so good in my life.
Le doy gracias a Dios porque siempre puso muchas personas conmigo, dándome muchos consejos.
But I thank the Lord because he's always put many people around me, giving me advice.
A la pastora Jody.
And Pastor Jody.
A Philip.
Pastor Phil.
A mucha gente.
And many different people.
Yo no podía hablar delante. Es algo que le digo a Jody que no, a veces no sé cómo expresar.
So sometimes it's hard for me to speak in front of people because I don't know how to express myself.
Cuando compartí con ustedes, con las mujeres.
But when I was sharing with the ladies the other day.
Era la primera vez que lo hacía.
It was the first time that I had ever done that.
Y esa ocasión que Dios me puso el stop,
And that moment when God had stopped me,
veía un versículo.
I had seen a Bible verse.
Que es también que, o sea, lo que a mí me ayudó.
That what helped me.
Yo sentía que debía de compartirlo.
I felt like I needed to share it that day.
Y me puso versículo 1, capítulo 1, versículo 9 de Josué.
And I was talking about Joshua chapter 1, verse 9.
Que me esforzara y que fuera valiente.
That I would be strong and courageous.
Y que tenía que hablar porque Dios, a donde quiera que vaya, siempre iba a estar conmigo.
And that I had to be courageous because wherever I would go, I could speak because God was with me.
Y ahorita me dice antes Jody.
And Jody would say to me before,
que si Jesse no se atrevía a expresar,
she before the service that if Jesse was unable to share her testimony,
que yo lo hiciera,
that I should be ready.
Y estaba temblando.
And so I was shaking.
Pero antes de eso,
but before that,
le pongo a Jesse este versículo.
I want to share this verse also with Jesse and all of you.
Y le ayudó mucho.
And I shared it with Jesse and it helped her very much. Jesse says it's for her.
Yo creo que Dios tiene un propósito.
So I believe that God has a purpose.
Para cada uno de nosotros.
For each and every one of us.
Pero hay que entender y reconocer.
But we need to understand and we need to recognize.
Cuando uno está mal.
When we're wrong.
Y dar siempre gracias a yeah, Dios.
And always give thanks to God.
Gracias.
Thank you. One of the verses that we were sharing yesterday with the team, and I'd like to share it quickly with you as well, from Ephesians. Yes? Uh-oh, we're all going to share this morning, I think. That's wonderful. Okay, si quieres.
Hola, buenos días.
Good morning.
Yo soy Alicia.
I'm Alicia.
Soy una persona nacida en una familia muy católica.
I'm a person that was born into a Catholic, traditional Catholic family.
Me enamoré de una persona cristiana.
I fell in love with a Christian man.
Pero cuando él me pidió matrimonio,
but when he asked me to marry him,
yo lo reté.
I challenged him.
Y le dije, si te quieres casar conmigo,
and I said, if you want to marry me,
tienes que hacer todo lo que indica la Iglesia Católica.
You have to do everything the way that the Catholic Church asks us to do it.
Y el pobre aceptó.
And the poor guy said, okay.
Tuvo que hacer lo que yo le dije.
He had to do the things that I told him to do.
Okay. Entonces, pues, nos casamos.
So we got married.
Y él me dijo.
And he said to me.
Así como tú me pusiste un reto.
Because you gave me a challenge.
Ahora yo te voy a decir.
I'm also going to say to you.
No quiero tener problemas en nuestro matrimonio.
I don't want to have problems in our marriage.
Aquí el que va a reinar es Dios.
The person that's going to be in charge here is God.
No quiero imágenes.
I don't want to have images in our home.
Ni santos.
Or saints.
Aquí el rey es Dios.
The king of this house will be God.
Okay. Y él me ha enseñado.
And he's taught me.
Que es verdad.
That is true.
Que el verdadero está allá. Es Dios.
That the true one in our lives is
God. Que no necesitamos ir con alguien más a pedirle. Nosotros directamente podemos hablar.
That we don't need to go to somebody else to ask them to help us with God. That we can go directly to the source that is God.
Ahora, aún así.
And even then.
Hemos crecido en matrimonio.
We've grown as a married couple.
En la iglesia de Punto de Gracia.
And now at Point of Grace Church.
Pero el enemigo es muy astuto.
But the enemy is very astute.
Y como le habló a Eva,
and just as he spoke to Eve,
me habla a mí.
He has also spoken to me.
Y le digo yo.
And I told him,
ay, yo no quiero ir a la iglesia.
I told my husband, I don't want to go to the church.
Es que es todo el día.
I said, because it's almost all day long.
Yo quiero salir.
I want to go out and have fun, do something else.
Y él me regaña.
And he told me off.
Y okay. Está bien, me jala.
He said, okay. And as he pulls me.
Tal vez llego triste o molesta, no con Dios.
And before I used to come maybe a little bit not wholeheartedly to the church, and I wasn't upset with God.
Pero al estar allí,
but when I get there,
su palabra,
and when I hear God's voice and His word,
siento una paz,
I feel a peace.
Un alimento.
And a food, a nourishment.
Y si ahora un domingo no puedo ir por circunstancias fuertes,
and so now in my life, if there's a Sunday that I'm unable to go to church for one reason or another,
se me hace eterno que se llegue el otro domingo para asistir.
It feels like an eternity before the next Sunday comes.
Okay. Yo soy muy amiga de Jessie.
I'm a very good friend of Jessie who gave us her testimony.
Muy como hermanas.
We're like sisters, her and I.
Solo somos amigas.
We're friends though.
Estuve muy cerca viviendo lo que pasó con su niña.
And I was close by to her, living everything that was going on with her daughter.
Porque ambas teníamos las dos de la misma edad y vecinas.
Because we are neighbors and both of our daughters are the same age and close friends.
Sufrimos mucho también con ella.
We suffered together with her.
Íbamos todos a orar a la casa de Jessie.
And we would all go to her house and pray.
Y Valeria me enseñó a mí muchas cosas.
And her daughter, Valeria, taught me many things.
Aun cuando yo dudaba de las cosas de Dios,
that even when I doubted the things of the Lord,
Valeria me enseñó que hay que orar.
Valeria taught me how to pray.
Que hay que alabarle al Señor.
That we needed to worship God.
Y que hay que estar ahí siempre, siempre, siempre.
And that we always, always, always needed to look for Him.
Cuando Jessie me dice que la niña la llevaban a la Ciudad de México.
And so when Jessie said they were going to the city of Mexico.
Para su cirugía.
For her operation.
A mí me avisan que tengo una salida a la ciudad de Tampico.
I was told that we were going to be traveling to a different city.
A una playa. Iba a llevar a mis niños.
And I was going to take my children with us because we were going to go to a beach.
Mi esposo no pudo acompañarnos.
And my husband wasn't able to go with us.
Solo mis papás y yo y
it
mis
was
pequeños.
My parents, myself, and my two children.
Iba en el camino y iba conversando con Jessie y me dijo que la niña pues estaba bien.
And so we were texting back and forth, Jessie and I, as I was on my way to the beach. And she said that her daughter was okay.
Okay. Y al estar yo allá empezábamos a disfrutar.
And so we were enjoying our time at the beach.
Un día en la mañana.
And then one day in the morning.
Yo no tenía, ya no tuve mensajes de Jessie, ni llamadas, ni mensajes, nada, nada.
I didn't have any calls or messages from Jessie.
Ese día me desperté muy temprano y vi que tenía una llamada perdida.
And I had woken up very early and I had a missed call.
Era en la madrugada y no conocía el número.
And I didn't know what the number, whose number it was, and it was in the early hours of the morning.
Cuando estaba checando, justamente entró la llamada de mi esposo.
And while I was checking, my husband called me.
Y me dijo, ¿estás bien?
And he said, are you okay?
Y yo muy contenta porque pensaba lo mejor. Y sí, estamos pasándola perfecto.
And I was happy and excited and I said, of course, we're having a great time.
Me dice, tienes que ser fuerte.
And he said, you need to be strong.
Están pasando cosas.
There are things happening.
Pero tú tranquila.
But you need to be calm.
Dios ha decidido llamar a Valeria.
God has called Valeria home.
En ese momento volteé a ver a mi niña.
And when I looked at my daughter,
no sabía cómo decirle.
I had no idea how to tell her.
Me dice él,
and he
no
said
lo
to
hagas,
me, he
no said, le digas aún.
Don't tell her yet.
Y parece que ella sabía.
And it seemed like she already
cada
ratito,
knew. Mami, ¿vale?
Because every few minutes she would ask me, how's Vale doing?
Vamos a hablarle a Vale.
Let's call her.
Y yo le decía, en un ratito más, yo ya sabía la noticia.
And I already knew what was going on, but I said, let's wait for a little while.
Platiqué con Jody porque ellos también ya sabían.
Because I was speaking with Jody and she had already known as well.
Y Jody me dice,
and Jody said,
busca momentos de soledad.
Look for a moment.
Y habla con Dios.
And speak with God.
Él pondrá palabras para tus niñas y para que le lleves a Jessie.
He will give you words to speak to your children and to Jessie.
Entonces, pasó el día. Y yo solamente traía en mi mente.
And I remember in my mind.
Lo que estaba pasando, Jessie. Quería correr e irme.
I wanted to run
ella.
To be with her.
Le conté a mi mamá lo que estaba pasando y trataba de que los niños no me vieran el dolor y la tristeza, ponía cara de felicidad.
And I had told my mom what was going on, and I was trying to hide my feelings from my children.
Pero por dentro me estaba destrozando.
But inside it was hurting so badly.
Aún así, decidimos caminar y ir a la playa.
So we decided to go out to the beach anyways.
Ellos muy contentos en el agua.
And they were happy in the water.
Felices. Y yo no podía ser feliz.
I didn't feel like I should be
happy. Porque sabía lo que pasaba en
Caderita. Because I knew what was happening in Caderita.
Estuvimos una tarde y yo le dije a mi mamá.
During that afternoon, I said to my mom.
Yo me tengo que ir.
I have to go.
Desgraciadamente no hubo salida de esa ciudad a Caderita en ese día.
But there wasn't any flights or a way to get back that day.
Solo había por la noche.
Just at nighttime.
Pero era regresarme yo sola con mis niños.
But it was me. I would have to return home with just my children.
Pero mi esposo me dijo, no lo hagas.
And my husband said, no, wait, don't do it.
Hay mucha inseguridad.
There's a lot of things that could happen along the way.
El diablo me puso obstáculos.
And there was obstacles in my way.
Para no volver con Jessie y abrazarla.
To not come back and to hug Jessie.
Yo no sabía dónde tenía mi cabeza.
And I don't know where my head was.
Traía esta bolsita.
That I had this bag with me.
Con mi dinero.
And it was, all my money was in it.
Y traía lo que tenía que pagar para el boleto de los tres.
And it was the money for our bus tickets home.
Cuando volvíamos de la playa.
On our way home from the beach.
A mi niña le gustó un vestido de playa.
My daughter liked a dress that was they were selling there.
Pero cuando yo lo pedí,
but when I asked for it,
la muchacha me daba uno verde.
The lady gave me a green one instead.
Ella lo quería blanco de
and
florecitas.
She wanted it white with flowers.
Entonces yo traté de pagar con un monedero que traía, pero no me alcanzó.
I was trying to give them money from a little money pouch that I had, but it wasn't enough.
Abrí mi zipper.
So I opened the zipper.
Y saqué donde guardaba más dinero.
And I brought out the other one that had the more money in it.
Saqué el monedero y agarré el billete.
And I took the cash out.
La muchacha me da el vestido y cruzamos la mano así.
The lady gave
me dinero,
the dress and I gave her the money with the other hand.
Vestido.
So we kind of crossed arms.
El monedero. No supe dónde quedó.
And I don't know where the
tal vez en la mesa.
Money pouch ended up. I thought maybe it was still on the table.
Pero había aretes, pulseras, muchas cosas.
But there was earrings and all sorts of different things
mucha
they were selling.
Mucha gente en la playa.
Many people that were at the beach.
Mi cabeza volaba.
And my head was whirling.
Nos fuimos, estábamos como a 2 horas de la playa.
And we were about 2 hours from the beach.
Nos fuimos hasta llegar a la casa donde nos hospedábamos.
At the house where we were being housed.
Cuando de repente vi por una persona que me dio mal aspecto,
when I saw somebody that was kind of suspicious to me,
dije, "Ay, mi dinero no me lo vaya a quitar."
And I said, "I hope they don't take my money from me."
¿Cuál fue mi sorpresa?
When I was so surprised.
Cuando yo quise proteger mi dinero,
that way when I wanted to check where my money was,
no estaba.
It wasn't there anymore.
Pero algo me decía en mi cabeza.
But something in my mind said,
"Tranquila.
Take it easy.
Tranquila." Ya traes muchas cosas en tu cabeza.
There's many things in your head.
¿Quién sabe cómo, pero Dios te va a regresar?
I don't know how it's going to happen, but God is going to help you get that money back.
Mi mamá sospechó que estaba un poquito nerviosa.
And my mom saw that I was nervous.
Porque había perdido mi dinero.
Because I had lost my money.
Y me dijo, ahorita al llegar a la casa.
And she said, when we get home to the house.
Vamos a volver a checar la bolsa.
We're going to check your bag again.
Y todo lo demás.
And everything else.
Ahí tiene que estar.
It has to be there.
Llegamos a la casa y corrimos y pronto yo chequé y no estaba.
And so we ran in and I checked everything. It wasn't there.
Me dice una amiga.
And a friend said to me.
Tú estás nerviosa.
You're nervous.
Ahí está.
It's right there.
Pero no lo ves por tus nervios.
But you can't see it because you're nervous.
Sacudimos toda la bolsa, la volteamos al revés.
So we put it upside down, poured everything out.
Y no estaba.
And it wasn't there.
Todos la checaron.
Everyone checked it.
Y no había nada.
There wasn't anything there.
Dije, oh no, ¿cómo le voy a hacer para regresar?
What am I going to do to go home?
Me ofrecieron llevarme a la playa.
They offered to bring me back to the beach.
Pero eran 2 horas de regreso.
But it was 2 hours back.
Más 2 horas ir otra vez.
And then 2 hours to come back again.
Una señora me dijo.
But a lady said to me.
Ya está cerrado, no lo vas a encontrar.
It's already closed, you're not going to find it there.
Pero yo tenía fe en Dios.
But I had faith in God.
Y dije, Yo no sé cómo le vas a hacer, pero a mí me regresas a cadereita.
And I said, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to get me back to cadereita.
Me llevaron otra vez a la playa.
When I got back to the beach.
Me bajé del carro y corrí. Aún estaba abierta los puestos. Ya eran como las 10 de la noche.
It was about 10 o'clock at night and I got to the place where they had given me the dress.
Llegué y pregunté.
And I asked.
No olvidé yo aquí dejé una bolsa en
and
esta
I
mesa.
And I said, I left my bag here on this table.
Y me dice la muchacha.
And the girl said,
no, amiga, aquí pasa mucha gente.
No, friend, you did not. There's so many people that come by here.
Esa bolsa ya se la llevaron.
If you left it here, somebody else took it.
Oh, no, no puede ser.
And I said, no way.
Me dijo, checa en los demás puestos.
Why do you check in the other places that you've been?
Okay, me regresé. En cada puesto que llegaba, hacía la misma pregunta.
And at each place, I said the same thing.
Me daban chance de buscarla.
And they gave me opportunity to look around for it.
Pero no estaba.
But it wasn't there.
Yo seguía confiando en Dios.
But I trusted God.
Y le decía, tiene que aparecer, tú me la vas a regresar.
And
yo
I said,
sé.
God, you're going to have to help me that this money will show up.
Mi amiga me dice, la muchacha la tiene, solo que tienes que darle una oferta. Dile que le das algo y que te regrese lo demás.
And my friend said, the lady probably has it. You need to offer her some kind of a reward so she can give it back to you.
Volví otra vez con ella.
So I went back to her stand.
Le ofrecí una cantidad de dinero.
And I offered her a certain amount of money.
Casi todo lo que traía, solo que me dejara lo del pasaje.
And I offered her almost everything that I had except for what I needed for my bus fare.
Y aún así ella me dice.
And even then she said to me.
Amiga, lo siento.
Friend, I'm sorry.
Aquí no está.
It's not here.
Si yo la tuviera, te la diera a cambio de nada.
If I had it here, I would give it to you without you giving me anything.
En ese momento sentí.
And so at that moment I felt.
Como si me fuera cayendo a un pozo.
Like I was falling into a deep pit.
Como si mi fe se viniera abajo.
Like my faith was coming down and
falling. Y el enemigo me decía en este oído.
And the enemy said to me right here in this ear.
¿Ya lo ves?
Do you see?
¿Dónde está?
Where,
¿en quién confías?
Where is the person that you confide in?
¿Te regresó tu dinero?
That you trust in. Did he bring you back money, your money?
Te está dejando sola.
He's leaving you alone by yourself.
Se llevó a la mejor amiga de tu niña. Tu amiga está triste.
He took your best friend's daughter and she's sad.
Perdiste tu dinero.
You lost your money.
¿Dónde está Dios?
Where is God?
Y no quería caerme al pozo, pero yo sentía que mi cuerpo venía y venía poco a poco a un vacío. No quería dudar de Dios.
And I didn't want to fall into that pit, but I felt like even my body was going lower and lower and I didn't want to doubt God.
Pero lo dudé.
But I did.
Y le reté.
And I challenged him.
Y ya me sentía desesperada y le dije, Señor.
And I felt desperate and I said, Lord.
Si es verdad que existes.
If it's true that you exist.
Así le dije gritando delante de toda la gente.
And even the people were around me, I yelled it out.
Regrésame mi dinero.
I said, God, bring back
estás?
My money. Where are you?
Ándale. Dime que existes.
Tell me that you're alive.
Si me lo regresas, creeré más en ti.
I will trust more in you if you bring
that back.
¿Dónde
está el Dios que tanto le he pedido?
Where is the God that I've asked so much from?
¿Por qué no me escuchas?
Why don't you hear me?
Volvió a decir la muchacha, acuérdate cómo lo hiciste.
And the girl at the stand said, just remember what you were doing, what where you were.
Y hice todo y le dije, mira, es que yo traía un monedero en la mano, pero no completaba.
And I said, well, I had a money pouch in my hand, but it wasn't enough money for the dress.
Y le dije, yo abrí mi bolsa.
And so I opened my bag.
Y saqué el grande.
And I brought out the big one.
Pero cuando yo le digo a la muchacha.
But when I told that girl.
Yo abrí mi bolsa.
I opened my bag.
El monedero saltó.
That money pouch fell out
de
of my
mi
bag.
Bolsa.
Out of my bag came the money pouch that I was looking for.
Donde todos habían checado.
Everyone had looked through my bag.
Me qué?
I fell to my knees at that place.
Y le dije,
and I said,
existes.
God, you exist.
Y ahí estás.
And you're here with me today.
Porque me comprobó que me escucha.
And he was listening to me. And he confirmed that.
Y que nunca me ha dejado sola.
And he has never left me alone.
Y ahora lo creo.
And now I believe in him.
Y le digo a ustedes,
and I want to tell each one of you.
Que si se han sentido abandonados,
if you have felt abandoned.
No es verdad. Él está en todo momento.
It's not a truth. He is with you in each moment.
Y si no lo ha hecho,
and if you haven't felt him near,
es porque aún no se llega el tiempo.
It's because there's a time, a special time.
Pero for los tiempos de Dios,
but God's time,
son perfectos.
Are perfect.
Y aquí está.
And he's right here.
Con cada uno de ustedes.
With each and every one of you.
No lo reten.
Don't challenge him.
Porque viene.
He's coming.
Y se enchina la piel.
And it makes you feel almost shivery.
Y lloré de emoción y de risa y de
At that
todo.
Moment I cried because I was excited and I was happy at the same time.
Luego me fui corriendo.
And then I ran.
Y le dije a la muchacha con la que según yo tenía el dinero.
And I told that girl that I thought had my money.
No me importa si me juzgas loca.
I said, it doesn't matter if you think that I'm crazy.
Pero Dios existe.
But God exists.
Y me dijo, tal vez ahí lo tenías y no lo viste.
And she said, maybe you had it no. in your bag and you didn't see it. And I said, no, couldn't be that.
No, porque tuve testigos.
Because I have
Y me fui gritando. Dios está conmigo.
I had people that saw it with me. And I went and I was screaming. I said, God is with me.
Regresé con Jessie y pude estar con ella.
I was able to go home the next day to Jessie and to be with her during that
time. Él acomodó todo.
And God fixed everything and put it in order.
Justamente llegué y la alcancé.
And I was able to be there with them.
Era lo que quería contar.
That's what I wanted to share with you today. Do you want me to translate from here or over there?
You could translate, it's fine.
From here?
Sure. God is so good, amen.
Dios es tan bueno, amen.
And that it doesn't matter what country we're from.
No importa de qué país somos.
Doesn't matter what we're going through.
No importa lo que estamos pasando.
God is the same yesterday.
Dios es el mismo de ayer.
Today.
Hoy.
And forever.
Y para siempre.
He knows your name.
Dios sabe cuál es tu nombre.
He knows your address.
Él sabe tu dirección de tu casa.
He knows what's going on.
Él sabe lo que pasa en ti.
And the word of God says we overcome the enemy.
Y la palabra de Dios dice que vamos a vencer el enemigo.
By the blood of the lamb.
Por la sangre del cordero.
And the word of our testimony.
Y la palabra de nuestro testimonio.
Right, never again.
Nunca más.
Do we have to worry?
Vamos a tener que preocuparnos.
About money.
De dinero.
Because he's got it.
Porque él ya lo tiene.
Not that it happens that way every time.
No sucede la misma vez cada vez.
But the fact that he's got it.
La misma manera, pero él tiene nuestras vidas en sus manos.
That's all that matters.
Y es todo lo que importa.
Amen. And that I've shared this scripture once. I'm just going to read it out, and then we'll close. And that, but John 7:38.
En Juan 7:38.
Whoever believes in me.
El que cree en mí.
As Scripture has said,
como dice la escritura,
rivers of living water,
ríos de agua viva,
will flow from within them.
Fluirán desde adentro de ellos.
The living water, don't dam it up, don't stop it with fear and worry and pain and loss and problems.
El agua viva no lo podemos tapar o prevenir de que salga con los problemas, la preocupación, el dolor, enfermedad o cualquier otra cosa.
But that, let that living water flow.
Sino que el agua viva que está en ti tiene que fluir.
No, not only will you not have to thirst anymore.
Y no solamente no vas a tener ya más sed.
But those around you.
Sino los que están alrededor de ti.
No matter where they're at or what's going
no
on
importando
in their life,
dónde están o qué está pasando en la vida.
That overflow of that river.
Ese sobrefluir del río de Dios.
They will begin to able to taste and see.
Ellos van a poder probar y ver.
The God that you serve.
Al Dios a quien tú sirves.
Through your life.
A través de tu vida.
So no matter where you find yourself.
No importa dónde tú te encuentras.
No matter what's going on.
No importa lo que está pasando.
Whether it's the crazy drive home.
Si es el camino loco de regreso caminando.
And that, or wherever it is that you're facing.
O lo que está, el reto que estás enfrentando.
Be encouraged.
Ten ánimo.
He's got you.
Porque él te tiene a ti.
You can trust him.
Puedes confiar en él.
And if you lean on him.
Y si tú confías en él.
And acknowledge him.
Y lo reconoces.
He will make the path straight.
Él hará directos tu senda.
We serve a living God, amen.
Servimos a un Dios vivo, amen.
We serve a living God.
Servimos a un Dios vivo.
Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you once again.
Padre, te agradezco una vez más.
You are much bigger than we ever thought you were.
Eres más grande de lo que habíamos pensado.
You can do so much more than we ever thought you
Tú
could.
Tú puedes hacer más de lo que pensamos que podrías haber hecho.
Even making something appear.
Aún hacer aparecer.
That wasn't there.
Lo que no ya no estaba ahí.
God, even giving our sister.
Aún dando a nuestra hermana.
Strength.
La fortaleza.
God, in moments, Lord, where everything just seems like the bottom has fallen out and we're broken.
En momentos en que parece que no hay un piso y estamos quebrantados.
You remind us that you bind up the broken heart.
Tú nos recuerdas que tú eres el que sana el corazón quebrantado.
And you give purpose.
Y tú das propósito.
And hope.
Y esperanza.
And a future.
Y una un futuro.
You have not abandoned us.
Tú no nos has abandonado.
You've not left us to fend to ourselves.
No nos has dejado para que hagamos como podamos.
And so God, we take that courage,
sino que tomamos
that boldness,
esa valentía,
that hope,
esa esperanza,
so that we can be real before you.
Para que podamos ser reales ante ti.
Lord, some of us have had masks on.
Señor, algunos de nosotros hemos puesto máscaras.
Because we think that's what we're supposed to do.
Porque pensamos que así debe de ser.
It's look like we got it all together.
Vernos bien para que la gente piense que estemos bien.
But today you're reminding us to take that down.
Pero hoy nos estás recordando que hay que quitar la máscara.
For us to be honest with you.
Para poder ser honesto contigo.
And allow you to speak into our hearts.
Y permitirte a ti hablar a nuestro corazón.
And to be real to us.
Y ser real con nosotros.
God, I thank you for the new day you have
Dios
ahead of us.
Dios, te doy gracias por lo que tú tienes delante de nosotros hoy.
To him that has an ear.
Para el que tiene oído.
Let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Que escuche lo que dice el Espíritu.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Amen. And amen. And that we love you and we bless you. If you'd love prayer, ladies, would love to pray with you. We'd love to pray with you. And that if something's hit home or God's pulled on something in your heart and you're like, you feel like it's not quite settled. And that I encourage you to come and we'll talk with him. We'll pray with you and we'll see that the Lord is good and he is great. Amen.